Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. It is Thursday already. Time is just flying by. I just can't even keep up. Well, the last couple of shows have been pretty jam-packed. We've had up to 17 people on the line at once. So I'm not surprised that there's only one person on the line right now. And this week has been incredibly busy. So I will first say thank you to everyone who has come on the show this week. And we're going to do a tarot reading or two, whoever comes on, and then we're going to do our forecast. Because shit is going to get heavy the next week and then some. So we need to know what's going on, right? So no worries, we'll get to our forecast. Let's get to our first Karen.
Hello. My name is Donna. I guess I'm one of your favorite fans. I've called you a couple days in a row here.
Oh yeah. Pennsylvania or Ohio?
Yeah, Philly. Yeah, where all the stuff's happening.
Gotcha. How's it going?
Oh. It's okay. I wanted to ask you something. I'll make it real fast. First of all, the one that keeps trying to come back into my life, I did what you said. He keeps sending me a rose and just waiting for me to say something, and I'm not responding. I'm doing good. This has been going on for 5 days, so he must be wondering what's going on. But I'm just curious to know, did he have a breakup with somebody and now he just wants to come to me? Is that what happened?
Let's see. That is a good question, because usually when we have a narcissist, he eventually will, like, leave you alone if he has, you know, another. And then they'll try and come back around. If something does happen, they can't get their feeding, they'll come back to the same old, you know. Steer often come back to the same water trough more than once.
Oh, okay, because I wonder, does he care about her or puts her through the same thing as he does me?
Let's see. I am shuffling you guys and him specifically into the cards. Now, the reason why I say that he's not in your cards in the future, and that there's going to be another suitor that is going to be in the similar, is because this right now is your, it's like the ending of the roller coaster. So once you see what his game is, you can continue the no contact. And when you continue
right.
that no contact, you know, he eventually will crawl away, at least I hope, unless he's a stage 5 clinger. So let's see. But yeah, I don't see him in your future. I see another guy to.
Ah.
Yeah, but he's another douchebag.
Oh, it'll God. Be, yeah, they're all.
Like, it's going to be your first big test. So it'll be like 2 months from now. All right. But remember, the next 2 weeks, I said, is going to be your, that's your momentum. That is your, the beginning of the end of shutting that door. And it's a full moon this weekend, and it's also a blue moon. So It is a, and it's going to be a triple threat. So whatever sign he is, he's probably
Cancer.
Feeling tug. Yeah, he's feeling that tug. All right, so let's see. And I have my crystal ball out today as well. So you're in luck. We have extra help. All right. I'm going to throw out a card for you first. Ah, you're at judgment right now. Let's see where he's at. Oh, he's at Empress. Oh, what a pussy. Okay. Yeah, he's a fucking twat. Wow. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. Okay. Well, and what's between you? Ha, ha, ha. Okay. So what is above you? Mm-hmm. So what is below you? Wow. Okay. So I'm going to throw an extra one on this bottom here. Oh, shit. Okay. Not allowed to get sick. Zen, no. No. No getting sick.
Okay. No.
No, not right now. I'm a chef, so we're full capacity now, and we have to wear masks, but still. Okay, so right now for you, you got judgment. So as we had said before, we're going through this roller coaster, and now is the time where you're shutting the door in his face. Okay, so your judgment is, we know what we need to do. We're going to take those ghouls. We're going to put them back in the graveyard where we got them from. All right, so right now, you've got the Queen of Cups and the Fool right now. So you've got this new adventure that's going to happen, but you also have this state of mind where they're like, okay, don't be foolish. Because your Knight of Pentacles is in reverse for your foundation there, and it's a danger, like a sense of danger from thieves, and usually it means like loss of home, loss of friendship, and to move with caution. But in this sense, you're cutting him off. This is the lost time, so he's gonna feel it. He's feeling it. All right, he notices. So you do have the Knight of Wands, and he is reversed for you. And that one really speaks to me because the would-be lover turns jealous and will create conflict. Discord, frustration, lack of energy, and usually means like work interfered with. But right now, this would-be lover, if this, you're being warned, do not let him back in. Now, what's between you is you have the Page of Swords. So that's telling you, and we're using the DC deck for some reason today. We're not using the usual deck that I've been using for you. For the Page of Swords, it's Robin when he's a kid, like in his younger stage before he became Nightwing. So basically, he's sitting right now, like on a beam above the city, and he's watching. He's looking. He's being vigil right now. So you need to really kind of look out for any sort of kickback, I guess you would say, a reverb from him. In a way, I would just keep him. Don't let him in. Whatever you do, he's gonna be upset. He's got the Empress. Right now, he's trying to have his cake and eat it, too. He also, mentally, he's at the Ace of Wands. And it is, or I'm sorry, I was right, Ace of Wands. It looks like a sword from up here because it's reversed. So he has the Ace of Wands. So basically, for him, it's the conquest is not really working out. And he's very intolerant. It's another warning. Oh, Lord. Let's throw another card on him because he's a little, okay. That makes me feel better. Okay, we're going to throw a little bit more on his side because yours is more about staying at the ready, being cautious. This is a warning. Stay vigilant. Loss of this supposed friendship. He's not your friend, though. Okay, So, the question was, did he break up with someone? No, he didn't. She's just not giving him the attention that he wants. But there is another person. Now, he's ill-natured person. Okay, he's got the Six of Wands right side up. So he feels like, you know, he's the bee's knees. He is like, you know, Superman, basically. Like everybody wants him. Because on here, I don't know what superhero this guy is, but he's like standing in front of cameras and waving and looking like a movie star. And I feel like this is that narcissist card. So right now, he's going to have help from friends to keep his momentum going. He's got a network around him, and he has the Page of Wands as well. But he has the King of Swords. Now, for him, his King of Swords, he really thinks that he can pull one over on you and the other girl. Now, he's got a Page of Wands, so he's dealing with somebody a little bit younger than himself that he has captured in his web of deceit. She's not always giving him what he wants, though. And this Two of Cups, honestly, sitting next to that page, because she's so, she's not mature in ways that he is, the way that he would like. So it's not going so well for him. And that's why he's reaching out. Well, next to your Knight of Wands, which is reversed, he has the Six of Swords, which is also reversed. For him, he's not going to see an immediate way out of his present difficulties. And he has an unfavorable issue of a lawsuit and or an undertaking of some sort, something with authority. So soon, he's going to be so busy dealing with his own life and trying to convince this other person to feed his ego. The roses will end. But right now, the cards are warning you, don't let him back in. He's a liar. He's got a lot of shit going on in his life. And he's a very deceitful person. And he's got this other person in there, and she's younger, because it's a page. Pages are like teens to 20s. And then you have the knave, which are like 20s to 30s. Oh, I'm sorry, the page is the fucking knave. I mean the knight. The knight is 20 to 30. And the queens, oh, they're up to, like, adult woman, and the kings are older men. So for his page, this is a Peter Pan-like, fun person. She likes to, but she likes honesty. So he's not being honest with her, like he's not being honest with you. But she's not giving him everything he wants. That's why his swords are upside down, because this is a way of thought. Now, he's got the Ten of Swords also, so he's going to be cutting you out. Eventually, he's going to cut this relationship, whatever the case may be, if you want to call it that, your feeding ego relationship, because you're more like a meal for him, ego-wise. They got to have that attention. So just stay vigilant. Remember, don't let him in. No contact.
Okay, so this woman, there's only one woman other than me that was in his life?
Right now, yeah, that he's paying attention to, yeah. He's feeding, he's trying to feed off you and off her. There's only one. So I got this, where are you? Two of Cups here. Yeah, the Two of Cups is like a union between two people, but it's a new union between two people. It's not a Three of Cups. So really, as he's messing with this one person, he's kept you on the side for when he needs an ego feeding. So he doesn't really feel for you. He just wants to get your attention so he can feel good, basically. So just
okay.
Keep your judgment in keen sight. remember, you got your warning, and now you're going to go through your test. And when this other person comes in about 2 months, after this intense next 2 weeks for you, you're going to see, you're going to start seeing those flags that caused you your past traumas. And you're going to say, no, this is not right for me. It's going to fizzle out. You're not going to be interested. That's what I see for you. Now, this guy's fizzling out, and he knows it. His time is up. So good for you, doll. Good for you. It's always good to get away from our narcissist. But we can always just as easy let one back in without realizing it. And that's
right, but he loves this woman?
No, I wouldn't say love. He's captured her attention, but she's not giving it to him like he likes. It's not constant. It's not, he's trying to put her on a pedestal, if you will. But I feel like this one is not that interested, and she possibly may be his narcissist. So I don't see her as somebody who's that mature in this section, especially when it comes to a page. Because they're immature. They're young. So she's young, but she might not be as gullible as he would like. Or she might be playing him too, so she's not giving him the attention that he wants. There's something that is keeping her from giving him, you know, the response that he wants, which is why he has returned to you.
Right. So what is she? She's between 20 and 30?
Yeah.
Oh, because he ain't all that. I can't imagine.
Sometimes you need a sugar baby.
Yeah.
Guys are weird. They like attention sometimes, and they'll do anything to get it. They'll deal with anybody to get it, basically. And then some guys are really insecure, and they just torture the woman they actually get because of their insecurities. I mean, there's no perfect man, I don't believe, but I feel like not all women are crazy and not all men are assholes, and we've all been hurt in some way. Most of us have went through traumas, and everyone needs healing, and no one knows how to do that. But love is a very tricky and can be very ominous subject for many of us. So, like, for myself, when you're faithful to someone and you find out they're doing all these things, and then later they're like, well, you were fucking around on me. No, that is not what happened. But why do you think that I'm lying the entire time? Because you were probably fucking lying the entire time. You know, it's very complicated. People are complicated at times. And I honestly can't tell you why they are. For myself, my ex is a narcissist. He is exactly that. And I've been with him back and forth, but now I have decided, no, my daughter is autistic and she needs help. Well, I don't need this shit. You know, it's hard. Men are not always the easiest seas to sail. And we aren't either, but they don't help. And it doesn't help when they do these things and make it so confusing. And then you have to go to someone like me who throws down some cards, and I'm like, hey, you know, there's no manual for this. Shit, even the cards sometimes are like, well, this is going to happen, but we're not going to tell you why. It's like, come on, give me a manual. Give me a book. I'll be fine. No, no books. We don't get that. So it's just a very extremely complex psychological fuck. It's like a roller coaster that you just can't understand unless you're like going to college for psychology.
Right. So what the cards are saying is he really wants her, but she's the one he really wants to be with, but she doesn't want to be with him, so he's coming back.
Not really, no. So he's trying to get your attention because he needs some so badly.
So eventually she'll manipulate him into...
Yeah, and either he'll A, leave you alone. Either way, he's not going to be a section in your life. So regardless, the cards do not see him as someone that's going to be there. So essentially, as Judgment has said and foretold, this is all about you, babe, your choice. So, and you're going to make the right one this time. And that's a step forward to completing your healing process. And then once you have passed, and I hate saying this, but your test is coming, once you make that decision, you're going to be turning a new corner and a new page in your life. And you're going to have a new set of things that you're going to see differently about yourself and about life. So, I mean, it's going to be a very emotional roller coaster type of ride, but it's going to be better in the end because you're going to say no. And saying no is perfectly fine. You owe no one anything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so no worries there. You're going to make the right choice.
Okay, and I want to say, do you have other people on the line?
I do have one. Do you want to hang on?
Yes, I wanted to ask you something
first,
about my son. Okay, I will. Yeah.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Hello?
You're on That's the Tea.
Yes, how are you today?
I'm great, aside from this weird cough that's happening. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Oh, not bad. It's a little rainy where I am. So.
What can I get you?
Everything. Just wanted to see if you can pull some cards in regards to the best time to do a move.
To do a move?
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking like spring, summer. But it can come before then.
All right, let's see. I will put a card out for you. Ah, the Star. So, when is the best time to move? So we're finishing up October. So November, December, January. Are you trying to move in the next 3 months?
Yeah, but it's to a townhouse, yes. So, okay. Whenever it's ready, whenever is the best time to move. But I don't want to just take any place. This is going to be home.
Okay, so, as of the month of November, everything is getting ready. You have the Empress and the Knight of Cups. Your quest is about to be complete. You have the High Priestess and Strength, so meaning everything is going as it should. Try to be a little patient. Just get everything ready. Because by January, you have the Two of Wands and the Four of Swords. So I'm saying by January, everything will be set and good to go as far as having all the elements that were needed. Because the Four of Swords is about a time of rest as you have completed a quest. And you have the Two of Wands. So you have the sun and the moon and the stars, and you have your own energy. So it's giving you that duality that it's a yes, basically. So by January, everything will be ready and good to go. So you have that whole month to pick an auspicious day. If I were to pick an auspicious day by when I will know to move or be in that section, 2 + 4 = 6. So I would say 6. So I would say around the 6th of January.
Okay. That's fine. That works.
All right, I'm going to draw a final card for you. Ah, you have the Wheel of Fortune. So we've spun the wheel, okay? So where it lands, it looks like January
6th. Okay. All right. So I'm going to start preparing now. Because it's so funny that you say that. I'm actually taking out a part-time seasonal job just to make extra money for this place. Okay.
Wow. Awesome. Yay.
Okay.
I was Thank you.
So, well, I'm happy. Okay.
So slow cut and dry.
Huh?
I said some readings are just so cut dry, like bam, 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 there it is, that's the answer.
Yeah, you're good. You're very direct. That's something I like about you. Okay,
well,
that sounds good. Because I don't like to do so many readings and people say, oh, April. I'm like, I don't know, I need to move. It shouldn't have been April. Yeah, so definitely okay. All right, so that's fine.
Well, call me back
if
I want to hear.
All right, I'll talk with you in January. That sounds good. Okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, and
you
have a great day.
And I'm going to give you a tip. So.
A tip?
I'm going to give you a tip. Yeah, I'm going to send you a tip. Yes, ma'am.
Like a monetary tip?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, well, I take PayPal, if you have it.
Okay. I've done it before if I can unblock check. That's not a problem.
Okay, let me hold on 1 second. I love internet stuff, don't get me wrong, but like when it comes to things like this, like I wish I could just like send you something or be like in front of you like, here's my card. Okay, so if you just want to send it to my email, because it'll go to my PayPal. It's
okay, that's
Queen.
Fine.
It's Queen of Space, okay, with the letter N, Time at yahoo.com. So it's like QueenOfSpace,
okay.
The letter N, Time at yahoo.com, and it'll send to me. I appreciate that. It will go straight to my radio show.
But,
I will be able
okay,
to
that sounds it. Good.
Thank you so much. That is so... I am speechless right now. Thank you. Oh, well,
yes,
thank you. Oh, my God.
Thank you. Yes.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Yes.
I could cry. You're wonderful.
Yeah, because... Thank you so much. I don't want to move. I want this particular place. I don't want to go to any other places. I wouldn't be happy, but I want this particular house, this particular townhouse.
Well, I see
thank
that everything
you.
Is working out as it should. So just
okay.
stay on course, and the 6th of January is what I'm seeing. So that sounds as exciting. I'm excited for you.
Thank you. I have the money orders in my hand. That sounds awesome. Cool. Okay.
We have a wonderful day, and call me back.
All right. I will. I promise. I will. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Thank
you
so much.
I could cry. Oh, my God. That was so sweet. Are you still with me?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Hi. Yeah, last night I had emailed you because I was going to call you for a reading because I just didn't want to keep calling for it, you know what I mean? But I'll get that together today. What was it again? I have it written down at home.
D-E-N, period. That's the T-H-A-T-S-T-H-E-T-E-A at gmail.com. That's my radio show email. You can write me on there. I've been getting, as of lately, it's just kind of like this rolling ball here, and we're going really fast. People are writing me. They're asking for private readings, and they're sending memes and letters, and I'm just, like, overwhelmed with joy right now. So, whether you write me and you get a private reading, and you know, I do charge for those, or you come here and you get a reading, which I don't charge for. Either way, everyone's getting a reading. You know, it's going to be the same. I also don't, like, ball bust everybody like all these other tarot readers do. And honestly, I see some of these people, and I'm like, are you even really good? Like, are you worth $60 for 4 cards? Like, come on. For me, if I charge and overcharge, I keep doing it for money. I used to hustle tarot at the bars in Oklahoma. And that's how I would make my money, make rent. I would get punished. It seemed like sometimes a card would go missing. Something would get stolen from me or my bag would go missing. So I try to make sure to help those who need it. And if I don't have to charge them, then I don't. My mom's like, you should charge, blah, blah, you do too much. I'm like, that's not me using my gifts for good. That's me exploiting myself. I mean, money's nice, but, and it is appreciated, but I feel like I have a gift, and it is to help, not to, you know, become this rich person, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Okay, so it's something thanks the dot gmail.
It will be
Z-E-N.
It'll be Z-E-N, and then a period, and then
yeah.
It's going to be T-H-A-T-S. T-H-E-T-E-A. That's the T after this period, after this period, after the period, and then it's at gmail.com. I'm going to put it in the description. So if you want to wait a second and you want to go to the actual episode or the description, you can copy and paste it if you like, if that's easier for you. I'm just going to go ahead and do that now. Because, oh, it is already there. So if you look at the episode where it says Tarot Readings by Zen Writer, I was smart last night when I did it, and I put Zen, that's the T, at gmail.com on there. So you could just copy and paste if it's easier for you. It might be hard to hear. I'm not sure what I sound like.
Okay. What I wanted to know is my son, he's 28, and he's raising his daughter that's 6, and him and his, while I was at work yesterday, his supposing girlfriend, well, his baby's mom, okay, she lives 5 doors down. He's got to get away from her. Something happened, and I just want to know, my son, he's never done a drug in his life. He's a good guy. He raises his child by himself, and I think he's, like, kind of falling apart because could you see, like, what's going on with her and him? I know she could be prostituting.
Oh, my God. That is the
and
worst.
He wants to...
There's nothing more awesome than a man who will raise his child. Let me just tell you that right now. I am so fucking proud of him for doing what he does. I am a single parent, and I know exactly what he's going through. Now, let's see what's going on with him.
His name is John. Her name is Jessica. I told her I catch her in my house ever again, regardless of the baby. He has to go, and he's a great guy.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
good guys are taken by bad girls.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Now, John, right?
I just basically want to know if my kids love me or... Because I'm always bitching because of the stupid stuff they do.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, boy. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
There's a lot of that.
Oh, no. Okay. Oh, no. Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. Final outcome. Where are we going to put it? Where are we going to put it? Okay, final outcome. Okay, I'm going to do a final for her. Okay. Final for him. Oh, boy. Okay. So, on his side... He's got the 7 of Pentacles right now. So, basically, there's a lot of things that he has that he's juggling in his life right now, especially with her. Now I'm going to tell you this. She's got the Tower, Death, Hangman, Page of Pentacles. She's not mature enough with money. She's bad with it. This needs a little bit more. This is, wow. Okay. One sec. Okay. Okay, I had to lay more cards down. This was not, this, okay. We're going to start on her side really quick because it's like she pretends that everything is fine. She's got the Sun, the Two of Cups, but on top of her, she's got the Five of Pentacles, the Page of Pentacles. We're addicted to something. This is a way of life. She's full of toxicity. It's a toxic... toxic soul. So her Five of Pentacles is right side up, so she's looking through a window. She's got the Page of Pentacles, which tells me that she's not very good at being just a person. She's got a lot of past traumas in her life, and she's hurting very bad. She plays it like she's happy most of the time. She tries to smile, but inside she's really depressed. Her Knight of Swords is right side up, and it's Lobo, so she has a very dark side to her. She has a Ten of Cups, where it's on top of a tower. Now, everything in her life is really wrong right now, and it's falling apart for her. She can see that he could give her family insecurity. She can't take it. She doesn't want it. She does. There's something stopping her. She has the Hangman. Something's about to catch up with her very soon. All things done in the dark will come to the light. A feelings of authority will not go well. She has a Death card and the Queen of Pentacles.
Mm-hmm.
The motherhood in her is missing. She tries to care, but she can't. Her Death card... something is about to change. It's next to this tower. She's about to probably be picked up. Two of Cups, Sun, Ten of Cups. It's all sitting in front of her. She has, on one hand, this emotion, these thoughts, this thinking that, well, if I stop, if I just can let go, then I can be with my child. She doesn't have the mothering bone in her body right now. It's not there. Something else has taken over her. She's extremely bipolar right now. She's very confused on what to do. And it's because she's never been shown how to be, like, responsible for herself. She's very She's a risk-taker. She's not thinking about her actions. Still, the Sun... she tries to portray this person that she's not. The cards that are in between them is, wow. Now, what is hanging above both of them is the Ten of Swords. Both of them have to cut something out. She's going to be cut out of her own life, it looks like, soon. Dealings with authorities will not go well. He has a set of his own. Seven of Swords. Seven of Pentacles. He feels betrayed. Something did happen. Promises not kept. Keeps asking her. Why is he waiting? I don't know. So he has the Fool. He has the Emperor. He has the Ace of Cups and he has Temperance. He's trying to wait this out. But after what happened, he's hurting. He's not doing so well mentally, but he's staying strong, if that makes sense. He's falling apart
right for his daughter.
Yeah, he's falling apart, but he has the World. He has the Nine of Wands. So that's him still fighting. His world is his daughter. He still tries to maintain this relationship with her because he hopes something's going to change. Well, something is, but it's not going to go in the way of which they will be together. It's more of she's going to drag him down. He lets her. Now he's got the Six of Cups and the Six of Swords. This is his foundation. So as he's hurting right now and he sees that he's been betrayed yet again, He's going to come out okay. He's just got to stop thinking of the past and holding on to those memories, because right now it's not going to be worth anything to him. He has Temperance, the Ace of Cups, so he's waiting, and I just don't understand why. Why wait for this person? The person that you were in love with, the person that you knew is gone. She's hurting. Pain changes people. It makes them do things. Now, between them, the Eight of Cups, the Ace of Wands, and the Three of Pentacles. He needs to realize he's on his own. She needs to realize she does not have the roots that she had before. She doesn't have the universe is not giving her that lifeline, if you will, where she's going to get out of it again. Whatever she gets into, she finds a way, something happens, and she gets out of it. She's not getting out of this. The Eight of Cups, he's got options where he can change things if he wants them. The goodness in him will be able to stay. He will not be affected by her in such a way where it will change him. He does have love for his family. He does love you. He has the Three of Pentacles. So meaning that right now he does have allies in this, and he needs to remember that. This is not a time for him to cut off the ones who love him. He needs to seek out those who truly love him right now. So, between them, they're final. Oh, no. Okay. Ah, yes. The Knight of Pentacles. Something is coming around the corner for him, especially. He'll be okay. But this Knight of Swords, this toxic person, this hurting soul, she's about to go through something. So let's throw out a card for her. Oh, yeah. Oh, well. Okay. Seven of Wands. Now, for him, things are turning around a corner for him. He just has to hold on. Help is there if he needs it. And he has the company of those who love him. He needs to remember that. But her, she's got a seven.
I'm sorry, she got what?
She's got a seven of wands. It's not reversed, though. So, usually, this card is about victory through courage, navigating complex situations. But I feel like she could navigate through this situation if she wanted. Oh, yeah, no. The Justice card. Authorities. There will be something coming up with authorities. Will she make it out? Depends on how she, if she recovers or not. There's something going on in her. I don't see, it doesn't say exactly substances. I don't see a devil card here. But I do see the Tower, the Death, the Hangman, the Five is a window, not a door. The sun looms, but that's because that's like her state of, it's the mask that she wears. Will she come out of this? It's going to be a choice, but she's going to have to face the consequences of the choices that she's made. These are recent choices. Something has happened. To a point to him, he feels like he's waiting around for nothing. And he feels betrayed again. Tricky, tricky, tricky. She's a tricky one, yes. There's lots going on here. She's an emotional roller coaster. She has, and it's crazy because in the Five, I believe, I want to say this is the swamp creature. And he lives in the bottom of like a sewer. And he's like this toxic ooze type character. And when it's right side up, it's a window. when it's in reverse, it's the door. So at this moment in time, she can see how she's acting this way. She can see what she's doing, and she makes these choices. But she can't see a way out of it because there's no inkling in her of where there's a resource to open a door. So she's just looking through a window, if you will. So there's a lot going on there. He's going to be okay. Just stick by him. He needs it. He's fighting for her. He's waiting for this lady, but she's never going to come around. But something might take her out of the picture. All right, my loves. I've got one more Karen on the line. I'll be back. You're on That's the Tea.
Hi, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So I see that you do tarot card readings, and
yes.
Are you able to give readings? Because this
Absolutely.
Is my first time.
6 minutes left, so let's do it.
Okay. We can go ahead and start. I actually is really big on this a lot. I do it every day, and I'm trying to learn how to do the tarot card reading because I do as well, like sense energies and feel, you know, deal with the universe and all of that. I believe in all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want a tarot card reading on health, wealth, and I guess happiness.
Health, wealth, and happiness. All right, we can do that. I'm using my deep cards today, so they are pitch perfect if you ask me.
Okay.
It just depends on what the cards decide on which deck that I use.
Okay.
So today it will be the DC deck. They're pretty accurate.
Okay.
So what I do is I'll find you on the grid. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
Oh, okay. I'm popular in the East Coast. All right. So now we shall do a card for you up top. Ace of Pentacles. So right now we have gotten so far to where we are. We have begun a new cycle in this foundation. So that's what's brought us to this question. Health.
Mm-hmm.
Well. Happiness, correct?
Yes.
All right. So, okay. And I'll do a final for you. Yeah, the devil is your final. Okay. As far as health goes, things are looking pretty good. You're the queen of on the Three of Cups. So as you indulge a little bit in the things that you like, you also make healthy choices. So make sure that we keep that even keel. I'm going to throw a card out through there. Okay, you have the Empress. So right now, things are going very well in this section. And as you are delving into your psychic ability, you're also learning more about yourself and what your body needs and what you need mentally.
Mm-hmm.
How to keep those energies that don't serve you purpose away. Now,
right.
As far as wealth goes, right now you've got Eight of Wands, so there's a lot of decisions up in the air right now. You also have the Two of Swords, so meaning that, and I'm going to throw another card on there, and the Nine of Cups. So as far as that goes, the Nine of Cups is the wish card. So when you do have something like that, the Nine of Cups is a really great place to be. Now you've got the Eight of Wands, the Two of Swords, the Nine of Cups. So meaning there's a lot of decisions that still need to be made, but there's a lot of things that are coming up as well. So you do have the Two of Swords, so meaning that you're able to juggle all of these things mentally and to be able to navigate through these situations. You've got a lot going for you at this point because you do have the Nine of Cups. So you are reaching your Unilome. That's UNILOM. I want to say LOME.
Mm-hmm.
Look it up.
LOME.
When you see the sigil, it's going to resonate with you. Okay?
Okay.
So
okay.
As far as happiness goes, right now you've got the Hangman and you also have the Four of Swords. Now, if you know
mm-hmm.
anything about the Hangman, I threw another card. It's the Two of Wands. So
right.
As far as this goes, if you know the Hangman, it's usually about making your bed, lying in it, all the decisions that we have made up to this point. We need to realize
mm-hmm.
that those actions have reactions and so on and so forth. Well, at this time,
right.
you have taken a path. And on this path, right now, in the nearest, very nearest future, you're going to find yourself more relaxed and feeling like a little bit of accomplishment with yourself as far as your journey has come thus far. Now, remember, when we delve into this practice, we will find that there is both dark and light in it. Like, there's both dark
mm-hmm.
and light in us, because we are,
right.
we are like the ocean, both cruel and kind, both calm and full of turmoil. So you're going
right.
to see new things in your life, which will bring you to the devil. Now, when I talk about the devil here, for this, for you, it's about being bonded to something, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You, this
mm-hmm.
isn't like, what is the word, like an unhealthy habit. For you, this
right.
is more of like, this is you breaking the bonds of your physical self so you can reach that higher conscious, that super subconscious of yourself. Now, you have the Ten of Pentacles as your foundation. You also have the moon. So the moon does have a message for you. And we're going to throw down another card on there. Usually when the moon happens,
okay.
we have reached a point in our life to where secrets will be revealed. Things that were done
mm-hmm.
in the dark will come to the light.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that brings me to the Seven of Cups on top of that. So when it comes to the happiness part, which also includes your love section, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to come to terms with some things, and you're going to realize that there are going to be some options that you're going to have to take in your relationship, emotional, love section, okay? So the Ten
okay.
of Pentacles is about having all of your things together. You have from the Ace of Pentacles, you have come to the Ten. So we have come to full circle, creating our foundation, building pillars, walls. We now have the roof to our home. We've pretty much got everything going. We just need our door. We need our windows. We need all the little things that
mm-hmm.
complete our house. But you have something that you're about to find out. I want to say it's a person.
A person's going to tell me something.
Yes, I want to say it's a person. And you do have the Tower with the Devil. So something that you thought you knew is going to come out of secret. And you're going to figure it out through your newfound ability.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably something that's happened in the past. And maybe you thought
mm-hmm.
that about it, and maybe you thought your intuition was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So your intuition was right on this, and
mm-hmm.
you have the Tower. So this is going to break the very, I want to say, trust. So we're going to lay another card
mm-hmm.
on that, because
wow,
you have the Cups. So your Six of Cups is
mm-hmm.
telling you, remember the good times and appreciate those, because the thing that you will find out that was a secret will kind of destroy the belief system that you had with whatever
mm-hmm.
is going on here. I don't want to give you the answer too much because it's not for me to give you.
Right.
But I do see that this is going to break some things, but remember,
mm-hmm.
the Six of telling you, remember the good times and learn from this. But it is
okay,
something.
So it's going to be, the secret is going to come from somebody else or just out there? Like,
you're
going to
find it. It's going to be in front of you, and it has been in front of you this whole time, but there's going to be a new piece to this puzzle.
Okay. And this
it's
is regarding my relationship.
Yes, it's been done in secret behind your back. But
and you know what's so weird about that? I've been saying that, and I've been feeling that. And
yeah.
when I did my tarot card reading, maybe about last week it was, said the same thing.
Yeah.
Somebody's
it's
hiding
telling.
Something from me, and it's going to come
yep.
into, it's gonna come to light soon. They scared to tell
yep.
me.
Yep. there's going to be a piece of the puzzle that's going to slip out, and it's going to just bing, 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 bing. Your head is going to go, what? Bitch, what?
And this is exactly what I've been saying. So basically, it's exactly what my intuition has been telling me.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be feeling
that. I
hate
when I have to do this, but I'm happy that I was the one to help you.
Yeah, that's fine. I kind of knew already. Like, I always have these intuitions, like I told you.
You knew this already?
Yeah. I kind of felt it. Like I said, I'm trying to learn, you know, the different, I don't want to be a medium because I'm not ready to see people, but I do want to do the tarot card reading. So I'm learning it, and I kind of listen to different tarot card readers, and everyone says I have the ability to do it. And like I said, I felt this already. I feel it every day. I feel a person that's with me.
Oh, yes. My ghosts are actually gone right now in our house. It's so crazy. The veil is lifted right now, and it's going to end in the middle of November. But our ghosts, like, have left the build. Like, they're not here. It's so weird. They, like, leave, and I guess they're going to – I told my mom, I think they're on vacation or something because they're usually here with – And I, too, am a medium. I found out that I could do tarot readings really in a really weird way. Short story. I beat a man newly to death for raping this lady, and I pulled her out of a window, and she was naked, all this. And I kind of blacked out, and I beat this very tall black man newly to death. I ended up going to jail for 6 days. Okay, so I went into jail. This whole time, I didn't know my best friend was a witch, okay? I was a witch. She was a witch. I did not realize that. So I went to jail, right? I ended up reading palms for some reason. And then I pulled something out of this lady's stomach. I was like, there's something wrong with your baby. Her baby's named after me now. But I saved her baby.
Oh, wow.
I pulled something out of her, and, like, I threw up all this black stuff. So I get out of jail 6 in the morning. I run to my girlfriend's house because it's in Stillwater, Oklahoma. Everything's, like, right there. So I run to my girlfriend's house at 6 in the morning. She opens the door, and she's got cards on the floor. It's like, are you a witch? And she goes, duh. And I'm like, oh, my God. She's like, I knew you were coming because the card said that you were. So I went and picked up the first pack of tarot cards, and within 24 hours, I accidentally gave my first very creepy accurate reading. So if it's in you, it's going to happen. There's nothing you could do to stop it. For me, when I do it, I need a book because the worst thing for a tarot reader is to force what they think is on there. So that's why you have sought me out, because you're not sure, right? I do the same thing. I try, I'll call my friend, girl, can you fucking give me a reading? I don't know. I don't know. So I feel you on that. You're definitely on the right path. Things will come as they're supposed to. So whether you want to be a medium or not, it's going to happen. So just take everything as it comes. Get rid of that piece of shit, and that's key.
Thank you for saying it like that. Now that right there was deeper than deep. You know why? Because you're not the only person that says that, and it's weird because that's the energy I'm feeling. That's the energy I'm feeling. Can you tell me? Okay. I'm not trying to find. No, I don't want to find answers. But are you able to tell me one thing? Can you tell me the letter of a name?
The letter of a name?
Of a person?
Let's see.
Of a person?
Yeah. Of the person? All right, I could try. No. We're going to go over in time a little bit. No worries. This is worth it.
If you can do it, like, not the person that's, you know, around my, you know, in my environment, but the thing that's going to, that's going to be told to me. I don't know if it's a person. If it's a person, do they have a letter of a name?
I'm going to do it this way. I'm going to let the cards. I'm just going to see. Let's see if we can pull a name. Two cards. One of them is a court card. It's the King of Swords. All right?
Okay.
So the next card is the Four of Pentacles. So I'm going to go with it starts with an X.
Okay.
And the person is an air. It starts with an F. The person's an air sign.
S as in Sam.
F as in fan.
As in F-A-N-E.
Like F, like four, because it's a four of pentacles. I'm going with it's
okay.
An air sign, and it's a four.
Oh.
And this, and not only emboldens the female form, but has a little bit of masculinity as well. Maybe a little bit older.
What?
But the letter is an F, like four.
Right. That's interesting. Yeah, that's interesting.
Well, I hope it's correct.
Wow, thank you so much. You're great.
Loaded everywhere.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Here's a tip. If you're shuffling your cards and a card comes out, keep that card out. That's a message.
Keep that card
okay?
out. Well, I've seen that, too. Right. Keep that card.
Mm-hmm.
That's
if you have cards fall out,
that's a message,
pull them out,
right?
Calm down. Yes, it's a message. If you're doing your cards and you're shuffling and they don't meet and they stops your shuffle, you know there's going to
mm-hmm.
be something going down. You could always tell during your shuffle how
okay.
things are going to be. So
okay.
when you have cards out, those are important cards. Now, sometimes I'll throw the card back in, be like, okay, maybe it's a mistake. If you get that card again, you know for damn sure.
It wasn't a mistake. Okay.
Make sure when you clean your cards, you do them in their different houses. And then when you shuffle them, face to ass. That way, they are always straight. And then if they turn around, there's a reason.
Okay. Well, I feel that energy, like, take that card back out or, you know,
yeah.
like, if the card's turned over, like, no, I really need to, like it's like an OCD
yeah.
sometimes. It's like, I have to touch that. I have to turn it around.
Yeah. When it comes to reverse cards, don't turn them around. A lot of readers do that, but it messes with the message when you do that because there's a reason why it's reversed. You want to make sure if they're reversed, they stay that way. If they're right side up, they stay
okay.
that way. That's why we shuffle the way that we do to try
okay.
and make sure they're all straight one way because then if it turns around, it's for a reason. That's your message. So it's just
okay.
little things
okay.
like that. And then I don't rely on books for anybody else. I lay that shit out, and then I just see it. Like, today I used my crystal ball on top of it. But for myself,
okay.
I need a book.
Okay.
So
okay.
if you find yourself needing books, don't feel bad. But it'll come to you very naturally. I'm
okay.
happy to be here for you. I'm humbled.
Thank you.
And you guys, all the time we have for today, we actually went over a little bit. My other Karen in Philly, I will be on... What is it, Thursday? I'll be on in
Thursday.
The morning. So I will be on at 10 in the morning, you guys. I'll
10
be
in the morning,
if
okay.
If you want to call me back, you can. You can call me whenever I'm on. My email
I'll
is in the description.
I'll be calling you at Thursday at 10, right?
Yeah. Let's see, what day
okay,
is it today?
Okay, I'll be calling.
Today? Okay, I'll be on tomorrow. I'm usually on days that I don't work, I'm on in the morning.
Okay.
So I'll
okay.
throw a little thing out there. I have a page on Facebook if y'all want to follow it. I have
ooh,
Tumblr.
What's it called?
It's called That's the Tea with Zen Ryder and Sean B. Sean's not here no more, so it's just me. I just haven't changed it yet. But, yeah, I'm on Facebook.
Okay.
That's the Tea with Zen Ryder. It's a big yellow banner that I made. You'll know it's me. I'm on there.
Okay,
I just throw everything out there. Yeah, That's the Tea with Zen Ryder and Sean B. You can't miss it. If you Google me, you will find me. So That's the Tea, everybody.
Okay.
I will be back on. Remember, guys,
okay.
wear your mask, wash your hands, don't go anywhere if you don't have to, and Black Lives Matter, fucking vote
that's
like your life
right.
depends on it. Kids in cages is bad. I love you all, and I'll be back tomorrow. Thank you so much for being
no
on
problem.
The show.
Take care. Bye-bye.